This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A day after meeting with Turkey's president, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham said he hopes President Trump will not completely withdraw American troops from Syria until the Islamic State is crushed. Graham said Saturday in Ankara, the goal of destroying ISIS is not yet accomplished. He said a total U.S. withdrawal from Syria without a plan would lead to chaos. Meanwhile, Turkish forces remain massed on the northeast Syrian border, poised to launch an offensive against the YPG Kurdish militia, a critical American ally in the war against Islamic State fighters. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan maintains that Turkish forces will create a 30-kilometer-deep zone in Syria. The YPG leadership is strongly opposed, warning it would resist. The Islamic State is promising to keep targeting U.S. and U.S.-backed forces in the northern Syrian town of Manbij, where a suicide attack killed four Americans and five coalition soldiers this week. This, as U.S. defense and intelligence officials suggest, the terror organization's security and intelligence networks run deeper and remain more intact than previously thought. In a rare public statement, the Office of the Special Counsel investigating President Trump and his campaign has responded to an explosive report. BuzzFeed News, a digital media source, claimed that Mr. Trump had directed his longtime lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about talks with Russia, centered on building a Trump Tower in Moscow. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's spokesman says, quote, BuzzFeed's description of specific statements to the special counsel's office and characterization of documents and testimony obtained by this office regarding Michael Cohen's congressional testimony are not accurate. BuzzFeed says it stands by its reporting. For all the day's news, you can go online to voanews.com anytime. This is VOA News. Following this week's deadly suicide vehicle bombing on a police academy near Bogota, the president of Colombia has called on Cuba to arrest 10 commanders of the ELN rebel group he says are in Havana. Iván Duque said late Friday in a televised address he had revoked a decree suspending arrest orders against leaders of ELN, his country's last remaining armed rebel group. The White House has announced that a second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be held at the end of February. No word on a site. We have a report from AP Saagar Magani at the White House.
The announcement came after the president met in the Oval Office for 90 minutes with the North Korean envoy. Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says it was a productive meeting, and the U.S. will keep pushing the North to give up its nuclear program.
The United States is going to continue to keep pressure and sanctions on North Korea until we see fully and verified denuclearization.
At their first meeting in Singapore over the summer, the president and Kim came to a vague agreement. There's been little tangible progress since. Both have exchanged multiple letters, and the president had talked several times about meeting again. Saagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump, meanwhile, is promising a nationwide address on the partial government shutdown later today. Set for mid-afternoon, he says it will focus on what he calls the humanitarian crisis on the country's southern border with Mexico. Here is AP's Tim McGuire.
The White House isn't giving any details about what President Trump will be announcing, but he hinted in a video tweeted Friday night.
We have to secure our southern border. If we don't do that, we're a very, very sad and foolish lot.
Trump is also calling on congressional Democrats to work with him on border security.
Take the politics out of it. Let's get to work. And let's make a deal.
The announcement comes at the end of an especially combative week between Trump and congressional Democrats. The shutdown, which has lasted more than 4 weeks, follows Trump's insistence on billions of dollars for a wall along the border with Mexico. Tim McGuire, Washington.
A leaking fuel pipeline exploded in central Mexico Friday, killing at least 20 people and badly burning at least 60 others. Authorities traced the tragedy to thieves, illegally tapping into the Hidalgo State pipeline. Video footage showed the fuel gushing into the air and people collecting the oil in buckets, garbage cans, and other containers before the explosion. Hidalgo Governor Omar Fayad had a warning for them, saying, "Apart from being illegal, it put your life and those of your families at risk." Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who has launched a crackdown on oil theft, called on the entire government to assist the people at the site of the explosion. The government says fuel theft costs Mexico about $3 billion a year. Gene Randall, VOA News.